From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Planning to travel this summer? Listen to this. More U.S. flights arrived late in the first part of this year than at any time since the government began keeping track. And the summer is projected to be the busiest travel season ever. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us. Sam, just how bad are the delays that this report is talking about?
Alex, we're talking about kind of the perfect storm combination of things happening here that's causing this. And actual storms are probably the least to blame here. Only about 40% of those record number of delays we're talking about were due to weather. The rest were because of things like crew and maintenance problems and flight coordination. Add it all up, though, and only 72% of domestic flights had on-time arrivals between January and April of this year. That's the worst performance in 13 years. And to figure out how we got here, you have to go back to 9/11, when airlines began cutting back on flights and laying off thousands of employees in order to stay afloat. Now those numbers are back above pre-9/11 numbers, the flights, and with more people traveling than ever before, the planes are mostly full. What the airlines haven't done is hire back the staff to deal with those increased passenger loads. I talked to aviation expert Daryl Jenkins at Ohio State University, and he says the system is stretched so thin that one weather delay can send ripples across the entire country.
Well, think of it like this. You have the airline, an airplane is 80% of its seats are occupied. One flight cancels, then it takes you at least four or five flights to get the people that were on that one canceled flight to their final destination.
Sam, what about the FAA's air traffic control system? Does it need an upgrade of some kind?
Yeah, this is a big target point, especially among the airlines themselves. The Air Transport Association, which is the airline's major trade group, likes to point out that the nation's air traffic control system is still working with 1950s era radar. And when it comes to finger pointing, this is the airline's main target. They say we need to have a satellite-based system so that planes can fly closer together, getting more planes to their destinations on time. That, of course, would cost a lot of money, so Congress hasn't made much progress in authorizing such a large-scale upgrade.
So it doesn't really sound as though anything is happening to help this situation, at least for this travel season.
Yeah, unfortunately not. There's not much relief on the way, most experts would say. In fact, a lot of experts are saying that this is pretty much the new model for air travel in the U.S., and this summer could break new records for delays with some 200 million people expected to fly. If there's any good news here, Alex, they say it's that passengers' expectations have been lowered so much that they're better prepared to deal with all of these delays.
We expect a really terrible time, and we're going to get it. Okay, great. Thank you, Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.